Today's proclamation comes from the Word of God in the book of Isaiah. Come to me, O lands, in silence. Wait until I speak, O nations. Come hither, you can speak later on. Let us meet in argument. Who roused up from the east the man whom victory ever attends? Who lets him have nations as a gift and lays kings low before him? His sword drives them like dust, his bow like chaff before the wind. He chases them and passes forward safely, swiftly, with feet that never touch the ground. Who brought this about? Who did it? 'Tis he who summons the generations from the beginning. 'Twas the Eternal, I who am the first and at the last the same. But O Israel, my servant, O my chosen Jacob, O race of Abraham, my friend, whom I fetched afar and called from earth's far end, to whom I said, You are my servant. I have not rejected you. I have chosen you. Fear not, for I am with you. I am your God. Be not dismayed. I will strengthen, I will support you, I will uphold you with my trusty hand. All who are enraged at you shall be defeated and confounded. Those who quarrel with you shall vanish into nothing. You will not find them when you look for them. Those men who strove with you, they shall turn into a mere nothing. Those who war against you. For I, the Eternal your God, hold you by the hand, whispering, Fear not, I will help you. Fear not, puny Jacob, petty Israel, I will help you. Your champion is the majestic one of Israel. It is the Eternal's promise. Lo, I will make you a new threshing sledge, furnished with sharp teeth, threshing mountains and beating them small, turning the very hills to chaff. You shall fan them till the wind whirls them off, and the blast scatters them, while you exult in the Eternal and glory in His majesty of Israel. When poor, forlorn folk vainly seek for water, with tongues that are parched by thirst, I, the Eternal, will answer them. I, Israel's God, will not forsake them. On the bare heights I will open rivers, and in the valleys, fountains. I will make deserts into lakes and dry land into springs of water. I will plant cedars in the desert, acacias, myrtles, olive trees. I will plant fir trees in the steppes and plains and cypresses, that men may see and understand. Consider and agree that the Eternal's hand has done it, that Israel's majesty has made it all. Now the Eternal cries, Bring your case forward. Now Jacob's king cries, State your proofs. Let us hear what happened in the past, that we may ponder it. Or show us what is yet to be, that we may watch how it turns out. Yes, let us hear what is coming, that we may be sure that you are gods. Come, do something or other, that we may marvel at the sight. Why, you are things of naught. You can do nothing at all. Here is one I have raised from the north. I call him by name from the east. He shall trample rulers down like mortar, like a potter treading clay. Now who predicted this beforehand? Who foretold it that we might hail it true? No one predicted it. No one announced it. Not a word ever fell from you. 'Twas I who first sent word of it to Sion. 'Twas I who sent the good news to Jerusalem. As for your idols, I see not one, not a prophet in their midst, to answer my inquiries. They are an empty nothing. All they do is inane. Their metal images are futile, vain. You've been listening to the Word of God from the book of Isaiah.